Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Risk Map podcast. My name is Charles Hecker. I'm a senior partner at Control Risks here in our London offices. Joining me today is a colleague of mine, a senior partner, Johnny Gray, in our Los Angeles office. Johnny, welcome to the podcast.
Chuck, thanks for having me.
Johnny, you were recently in Washington, D.C. for a couple of days, and I understand that you were there for the annual Overseas Security Advisory Council meeting, mostly known as OSAC. Johnny, there were 1,600 security executives in Washington, D.C. for these meetings, and I guess a couple of things must have happened there. First, I want to know, how orderly is a group of 1,600 security executives?
Well, it's a good question, Chuck. And the meeting now is spread over two ballrooms, cinema-style seating, absolutely enormous. And it's definitely sort of the place to be the week before Thanksgiving if you are interested in understanding the security challenges for the coming year.
Yeah, so presumably you've got a group of people looking forward to 2018, probably fairly eager to say goodbye to 2017 and the security challenges that we all faced in the current year. Give us a little bit of a picture about what's on everyone's agenda, what are the main concerns in the world of corporate security for 2018?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, first of all, 2017 was an incredibly challenging year for global business. You know, in addition to the normal run-of-the-mill things that companies just have to deal with, in addition to those, we've just seen an increase in sort of cyber breaches. We've had the weather events in the Caribbean and the southern United States. We've had coups in Africa. We've got political upheaval in places like Saudi Arabia. Obviously, tensions on the Korean Peninsula, and sort of terrorism in places that companies had sort of regarded by and large as safe and benign. So all of these things have been going on, and it was no surprise to me, I think, that the theme for the OSAC meeting in Washington was called Coping with Chaos in an Unpredictable World.
Johnny, chaos is a slightly evocative word. With the list of concerns that you gave us at the very beginning of your comments, it does indeed sound chaotic, but how do we put order around that, or is chaos really the right word?
Yeah, I think chaos may be overstating it somewhat, but I do think that, you know, it grabs the attention, and it helps people, I think, focus perhaps on the fact that these events, what one might have called black swan events in the past, are becoming more frequent. And there's this sort of idea that these black swan events are becoming gray swans and more frequent, and therefore the agenda for corporations is, if that is the case, how do corporations, global corporations, how do they adapt to the realities of these new challenges?
Johnny, one of the things that's really good about meetings of this size is, you know, we learn from the people who are there, they learn from us, and the security community expands and shares its own knowledge and best practice. What were some of the things that people were talking about that they're using for best practice, for coping mechanisms, and for strategic decisions about security for the coming year and beyond?
Yeah, in the main meeting and then the various sub-meetings surrounding it, a thing called ISMA, which I'm the member of for Controlers, and various other groups meet. And over the course of the week, I think you're right, thinking coalesces. And I came away really with three areas where I saw the agenda developing for the coming year. So the first one is that I think companies now want to be much better informed about the risk landscape. Not just what is going on in the world, which I think they can get through a myriad of sources, but more investing more in understanding what does this mean for me? What does this mean for my company, my operations, my employees worldwide, my supply chains, and so on? And I think we see companies now investing in in-house analytical capability to understand what's going on in the world, but more importantly, ask those questions, what does it mean for me, and be ahead of the game a bit more when it comes to all these sort of risk vectors, if you like.
Johnny, what were some of the other things that people were talking about beyond this in-house capability, which in itself is a very interesting trend?
Yeah, so I think the second point, Charles, is that those companies who are, if you like, getting ahead of the game and understanding what may happen to them are also investing in various risk mitigation measures to reduce the impact of events on them should they happen. And so we see that across the board. Companies now begin to say, well, if these things are more likely, we have to have programs in place to reduce the likelihood of them happening to us, and if they do happen, reducing the impact of these events on us as a corporation.
Johnny, what was number three? I mean, is there something in here for the world of insurance and the role that insurance can play in thinking strategically about risk?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Charles. And yes, I think what we've seen up till now in the insurance world is sort of patchy cover, perhaps around kidnap for ransom or around other extortive crime. But now I think the insurers are coming in with a much broader range of policies to cover a much wider landscape of risk. And Hiscox, the Lloyd's insurer in particular, have recently launched a new security incident response program for corporations precisely to allow them to transfer a lot of this risk to insurance. And I think that is a trend that we'll see over the coming months and years.
Johnny, beyond specifics, meetings like this often take on a bit of a spirit. And I'm wondering if you could describe the mood of the meeting. Was it fairly optimistic for the coming year? Was it a little bit cautious? How would you describe the mood?
I think the mood is mixed. Two aspects. One is, I think, for corporations now, you know, especially obviously this was in the US and the stock market is at an all-time high. There is a lot of capital in the market. There is a sense that companies are now beginning to feel confident about investing. Still a degree of uncertainty around tariffs and cross-border trade and NAFTA and those sorts of things, but a sense of optimism in that respect. But I think for the people whose responsibility is to understand and manage operational risk, that has to be balanced with this sense that it is getting more challenging to manage the broad array of things that are being thrown at corporations now. You know, we haven't talked on the pod about cyber, but I do want to be clear that cyber is just seen as this all-pervasive and incredibly demanding and challenging problem for companies to get their head around and to manage. And so there is this sense of, yes, massive opportunity, but also incredible challenges to manage in realizing those opportunities.
Yeah, that sounds just like the mood that we hear, not just at the United States, but in other similar gatherings and in conversations with clients all around the world. Johnny, I know that leaving Southern California in November to head for the Northeast United States is never done easily, but thank you very, very much for the report from OSAC. Thanks for flying the flag for us in Washington, and I hope you're thawing out back in Los Angeles.
Thanks, Jack. It's always a pleasure to join you, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay. Johnny Gray, Senior Partner, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Jack.
We'll be back in another 2 weeks with a fresh look at what's happening in the world and what it means for global business. As ever, thanks for listening. This is Charles Hecker from the Control Risk Studios in London.